Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
We started a series on godliness, and we are on diligence. And one of the series I'm preparing to do, or we will have, will be the series on soul winning, because March will be the month of rich. 21 days of rich will come with different plans to execute this. And another great series I'll be dealing on will be financial dominion, because God said that plenty money is coming. So how do we prepare for what God is going to supply for us? So prepare for a lot of teachings. It's teachings that make you. Amen. What you taught, the knowledge you have, is what makes you. So I pray that as we run through these teachings, your life will not be the same again. Amen and amen. So first service, this diligence part 5. Diligence part 5. And I'm teaching on the subject, the gateway to your next level. Diligence, your gateway to your next level. Hallelujah. Diligence, your gateway to your next level. How many of you want to go to your next level? Yeah, in 2024, there is a next level of blessing for you. There is a next level of life God wants us to live. And as I teach this message, I pray that it will be a blessing to you. The pastor called me yesterday or Friday that when I finish the series on diligence, I should just send all to him. And I pray it blesses you before other people get it. Close your eyes and lift your right hand and begin to speak the language of the Holy Spirit. Just speak the language and invite him to come and sit by you to teach you. Invite the Holy Spirit to sit by you to teach you. Just pray. Close your eyes and pray and ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Sweet Spirit of God, come and sit by me and teach me what I hear. Break it down. What I hear, break it down. What I hear, break it down. Teach me your word this morning. Let your word be understood by your spirit. Holy Spirit, lebro shada bahakasaya, rabado shada babaya, yekese teke debe. Teach me your word, Spirit of the Lord. Place your right hand on your right ear and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Sit by me and teach me. Sit by me and teach me. Open the word unto me this morning. Let me hear it clearly. Let me understand in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Diligence, the gateway to your next level. Life is made up of levels. So you go to school, you go to crèche, you go to KG, you go to nursery KG, class 1, class 2, class 3, class 4. They give birth to someone, they move from 0 to 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Life is in stages. Every product you see was made through stages. Every product you see was made through stages. Even man was made through stages. God took dust from the earth, made man in the form of clay, breathed into man, and man became a living soul. So everything you see on earth is in stages. When you see a face towel, it's in stages. A face towel is made from a tree. It's made from a tree. Because out of the tree, we had the cotton. And out of the cotton, you see the face towel. So everything you see is made in phases. Your life must move to the next phase if you will feel fulfilled in life. No soul that stays stagnated becomes a fulfilled life. So every time, your duty as a Christian is to find out, what do I do to move to my next level? Am I on track? Am I off track? What key must I possess to move to the next level? And this key is the ultimate key, the key of diligence, that will key you into your next level of whatever. Whatever you are looking at, it is the key of diligence that moves you to your next level. If you are looking at next level in your finances, is diligence. If you are looking at next level in your work with God, is diligence. If you are looking at next level as a student, is diligence. If you are looking at next level in your business, is diligence. So everything you are looking and believing God for rides on diligence. And diligence is intentionally paying attention to a work. Paying intentional attention. That you are paying attention to a task that has been put into your hands. It is giving the needed care. The needed care required to accomplish a task. Diligence is giving the needed attention, the needed care, the required care to achieve a task, to achieve an aim, to achieve a dream. You need to give it a particular kind of attention. If the blasters are going to rise again, it's not just about sacking coaches, and it's not just about demonstration. Demonstration does not change anything. It is somebody somewhere who must diligently look through the system of the blasters from head to toe and find out what is being done in the wrong way. How can remuneration be higher than price tag at the end of the tournament? Why are players playing as if we are forcing them to play? What is happening that should change the system? It will take diligence. Somebody must pay a particular attention to the system. Your finances are not working. It's not a witch. You have to sit down and pay attention to the way money comes into your hands and the way money goes out of your hands. Where is the money coming from and where is the money going? To what is the money being invested into? You have to pay attention to every aspect of your life if you will move to the next level, even your health. Are you still eating white sugar? Are you still taking sugar? Are you still taking Coke? Are you still taking Fanta? Are you still taking fats? You need diligence in every area of your life if you will make progress to the next level. The next level is not for people who don't pay attention to diligence. Every time, that is why they tell you congratulations. When you move to your next level, you hear congratulations. And I pray that this year, each season, you will hear a congratulations. In every area, you will hear a congratulations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Diligence is the exercise. Now listen to this one. Is the exercise of carefulness. Is the exercise of carefulness, persistence, and determination. This is just the background of what I'm going to say. Is the exercise of carefulness, persistence, and determination. In any endeavor to achieve a desired result, is the exercise of carefulness, persistence. So, diligence is not just hard work. Diligence is beyond hard work. Diligence, because you can be hardworking and careless. Are you here with me? You can see drivers. Many people are dying on the road because you see that a driver has worked so hard, he's tired. Instead of parking the car and closing, he wants to do the last trip. And carelessly, he sleeps behind the steering. That is not diligence. You are hardworking, but you are careless. You are hardworking, but there's no fruit coming out of your life. Diligence is beyond hardworking. Diligence, hardworking is part of diligence. But diligence is not just hardworking. You must have carefulness. You must be persistence. You must have a persistent spirit. A lot of Christians do not have persistent spirit. A little resistance will stop along the way. We easily become discouraged and we change the tax. But you must be careful If you want to be diligent, you must be persistent and you must be determined that this thing must work. It's not about it cannot work. It is about how can it work? How do I make it work? Because when you see God, when you follow God's exploits in the Bible, you will see that God is always bringing out solutions. And if we have been made in the image of God and we carry his likeness, when we meet problems, we must find out the solution that comes with the problem. Because every problem has a solution in the corner. Every problem, darkness has a solution, and the solution is light. Laziness has a solution, and the solution is diligence. Poverty has a solution, and the solution is prosperity. Sin has a solution, and the solution is the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not be a problem maker. You will not also run away from problem, but you will be a solution in your generation, a solution in where you work, a solution in your family, a solution in your community, and a solution in your marriage, in the name of Jesus. 9 words that describes diligence. 9 words. So when you are using the word diligent, so he said God is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. I want you to know that God is a rewarder of them that seek him in determination, that seeks him in persistence. So whatever you want God to be to you, or whatever you are expecting from God, God is looking out for you to pursue him in determination, pursue him in persistence, and pursue him carefully. I'm coming. So what are the 9 words that represents diligence? Number 1, meticulousness. Meticulousness. Number 2, assiduousness. Assiduousness. Meticulousness, assiduousness, scrupulousness. Scrupulousness. S-C-R-U-P-U-L-O-S-ness. It means that you are looking for every crack, every curve in the matter to bring out the desired results. Number 4, consciousness. Conscientiousness. That's the word. Conscientiousness. Number 5, carefulness. We have looked at that. Number 6, thoroughness. Thoroughness. How did you wash the dress? How did you cook the rice? How did you bake the cake? How did you bake the pie? How did you iron the dress? When you were asked to iron, how did you iron? How did you manage the business? Was it with thoroughness? Are you here? Number 7, we see attentiveness. Attentiveness. Number 8, persistence. And number 9, industriousness. Industriousness. God wants us to apply diligence in 3 major areas of our lives as Christians. When you are reading the Bible and God keeps speaking about diligence, you will see 3 major areas that God wants us to walk in diligence. Number 1, following spiritual instructions. Following spiritual instructions. Number 2, we must be diligent in our career stroke profession stroke business. Our career stroke profession stroke business. 3, personal improvement. Number 1, in following God's instructions. Number 2, in our profession, in our career, in our business. And number 3, in personal improvement. You can only improve in your life if you apply diligence. If you want a personal improvement in your life, you have to apply diligence. So these 3 things, God, I want to obey God. God wants you to be diligent in obeying spiritual instructions, because these things are not seen. Diligence is not seen, but its impact is seen. So a man is only diligent in his own eyes and in the eyes of God and in the eyes of his master. Diligence is a spiritual virtue. And next level in your spiritual walk with God, you need a key. Next level in your career, you need a key. Next level in your personal development, you need that key. God measures progress. Write it down. God measures our personal progress in life. God is interested in the progress you are making in life, because he desires that we make progress. Never think that God wants you to be at one place in your spiritual life, in your financial life, in your moral life, in your academic life, in your career life. God wants progress. God wants progress. You must make progress in life, and God measures it because he's interested in it. If his child is not growing, he becomes troubled. If his child is not growing, he becomes troubled. God wants to see you bear fruit. God wants us to yield in prosperity. God wants us to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. God's instructions are to bring progress to us. That is why our legs don't take us backwards. It takes us forward. It has been programmed like that. So when you activate your leg, it's naturally going forward. It doesn't naturally go back. Naturally, when you activate your leg, it goes forward. So God created us to be progressive. I destroy every enemy of progress in your life. Any enemy that does not want you to move forward, today it is arrested in the name of Jesus. You will make progress this year. I say you will make progress this year. May your bank account move from 2 zeros to 3 zeros. And move from 3 zeros to 4 zeros. From 4 zeros to 5 zeros. From 5 zeros to 6 zeros. From 6 zeros to 7 zeros. In the mighty name of Jesus. Until the zeros become overflowing. In Jesus' name. When God gives you an instruction, it's because he wants you to make progress. So every instruction of God must be received with joy, because it is in receiving that you even consider to obey. So the fact that God gave you an instruction is a blessing for you to receive. That it's not everybody God gives an instruction. God does not walk to anybody to give instruction. So if God walks to you and gives you an instruction, it's a joy for you to receive it and begin to consider how to implement and how to obey. May the Holy Spirit help us this morning. Now look at John chapter 15 verse 16 quickly. He said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, not just fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Fruitlessness, retrogression, stagnation can make your prayer life difficult. If you are not bearing fruit as a Christian, your prayer life will be dry. Every fruitful Christian is a Christian that has answers to his prayer. So even diligence can affect your prayer life. Because God will not, he said, look at the last verse, he said, that whatsoever ye shall ask, that is prayer. That whatsoever you pray on, because you have borne fruit for me, I will answer in the name of Jesus. Diligently following God's commands will take you to your next level. Don't just pray for next level. It's good to pray. I'm a prayer addict. I don't know how not to pray. Every time I'm praying. So if I say that it's not only about prayer, I'm not looking down on prayer. Amen. What I'm saying is that after you finish praying, you need to diligently obey God's commands. You need to diligently follow the instructions of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 22 to 23. Everybody wants to work with diligent people. And everybody wants to recommend diligent people. He said, give me the NLT version quickly. He said, we are also sending with them another of our brothers. So this is a Christian brother, but he's not a lazy Christian brother. This is a Christian brother, but he's not a procrastinating Christian brother. So Paul was speaking to the church of Corinth that they are sending another brother to them. Listen to what he said about this brother. He said, we are also sending with them another of our brothers who has proven, may you prove yourself to be diligent. I said, may you prove yourself to be diligent. He said, who have proven himself many times. May you prove yourself many times to be a diligent person. May you prove yourself many times as a husband. Prove yourself as a student. Prove yourself as a prayer warrior. Prove yourself. Prove yourself severally that you are diligent. As a church worker, prove yourself. He has proven himself many times and has shown on many occasions how eager he is. He is now even more enthusiastic because of his great confidence in you. Wow. And he said, if anyone asks about Titus, so that is the man, Titus, say that he is my partner who works with me to help you. And the brothers with him have been sent by the churches, and they bring honor to Christ. Give me the NIV. You don't have it. Give me the KJV. I see diligence coming out of people. Yeah. The KJV said that. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things. Choristers, don't sing nicely today and next week sing another thing. Don't be committed to rehearsals this month and next time be some way. No. He said in many things. Yes, that is the Christian brothers we want to see. That is the Christian sisters. In many things, be diligent. In many things. Many things means many things. Paul was speaking about Titus. In many things. They commit something into your hands, be diligent. They commit another thing into your hands, be diligent. Don't be diligent in one and be undiligent or lazy in another. This man has been proven. They assign him a task, he comes out well. They give him this, he comes out well. That is the man Paul is talking about. And that is the person who moves to the next level. If you are faithful with little, you move to the next level. But if you are, they give you a small task, and you have to be supervised over and over again, your appraisal will not be good. And you will be binding your manager and it will not work. Because the little they committed into your hands, you were not diligent with it. This year, I see you becoming diligent in the name of Jesus. And look, he said in many things, but now much more diligent. He was not just diligent. He was not just more diligent. He entered into much more diligence. The more you make effort, listen, you have to make effort. Diligence, I told you, carefulness, persistence, and determination. Church, we have to be determined to grow the church as Jesus grows the church. We have to determine to position the church in a place that can save any soul at all. You have to be determined to build a very powerful marriage, powerful family, raise your children in a certain level. Building is difficult. Diligence is difficult. But this man, thank God, is a human being like you and I. He moved from being diligent to more diligent and much diligent in many things. May you be more diligent in many things. May you grow in diligence. May we not be afraid to commit things into your hands. May we not doubt your ability. May people not doubt your ability. Yes, may your bosses not doubt your ability. Because promotion will come out of diligence. May your boss trust you. Your amen is not strong. And he said, upon the great confidence. Now, I wrote here that anytime you walk in diligence, people's confidence in you increases. Yes. The more you become diligent, the more people repose their confidence in you. It's easy to depend on a diligent person. It's easy to recommend a diligent person. It's easy to assign a diligent person. But if you are not diligent, people will not be confident in you. The confidence of God and men in you will not be strong. It takes diligence to become great and successful. I see the spirit of diligence operating in you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Paul had confidence in Titus. If a man like Paul had confidence in Titus, he should tell you the level of diligence of the man. I want to have confidence in people. I want to have confidence in church workers. I want to be confident that when I assign you a task, I'll be sure you'll be able to do it. The other time, a pastor came around after I walked him around. There was a member around me. And I said, look, I want you to clear the bill of his air ticket. He said, yes, pastor. Why was I able to tell him? There are some of you here, if you were the people around, I would not dare to say it. Because I had confidence in him. I have tried him. I have seen him. That whatever you give to him, whatever you tell him, if even he doesn't have, he will stretch himself. He will be determined to be able to obey the command. He did it. That is how confidence is built. Who can ask you to do what at what time? Who can your boss ask you to go and stand in for him in a meeting? Can he? I pray that the spirit of laziness will leave us. Your amen is not strong. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. If you speak in tongues, it doesn't exempt you from diligence. Yeah, it doesn't exempt you. Just speaking in tongues, libro, shota, kabe, loco, it doesn't exempt you. Diligence is a spirit. He said, and beside this, giving all diligence. If the Bible is just underlined, giving all diligence. I want to explain that. So give us another version quickly. In view of all this, make, that is the meaning of give all diligence or giving all diligence. He said, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Make every effort. Diligence is putting in effort to achieve what you have put on paper. Putting in every effort. It can cost your time. It can cost even your health. It can cost your strength. It can cost your finances. Making every effort to achieve the goal. If you can put all effort to become diligent this year, your life will never be the same again. Yeah. If you can put effort and kick away laziness and kick away carelessness and kick away negligence and stay in the place of diligence, making every effort. Oh, pastor, grace is on our lives. God is going to help us. How is God going to help you? Through diligence. I'm going to show you in about 15 minutes. I end my teaching. You have to put in effort. You don't become anointed because God called you. No. You don't become intelligent because your father is a doctor. No. The brain in every man is the same at birth. It's exposure. What it is exposed to is what defines the brain. So the brain in the head of Albert Einstein is not different from what is in your brain. It is what it was exposed to, the environment, the genetic makeup. So as you develop your brains, and our brains must work. Tell somebody, your brains must work. Or tell the person, your brains must work. Yeah, so, okay, let me show you the scripture before we come. Go to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17, NLT. Your brains, our brains must work. Anytime your brain is not working, you are entering into danger. He said, don't act thoughtlessly. A lot of Christians don't think before they act. So when you see a motivational speaker saying, think before you act, this is it. Don't act thoughtlessly. That means every action, this is diligence. Every action must be thought through. Every action must be thought through. Before you speak, think. Before you act, think. Before you say something, think. Our brains must work. God is interested in your mind. That is why the strongholds in our minds, he gives us weapons to pull them down. He's interested in what is going on up here. And I pray that with all diligence, you will guard your mind from swifting away from where God is taking you. I thought you would say amen. If you can put all diligence or effort to become diligent in what you do and following the instructions God has put in your life, your next level will be guaranteed. Anointing oil does not guarantee your next level. No. Diligence. Without diligence, grace can be frustrated. Without diligence, the mighty grace of God can be frustrated. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 7. God help me. Diligence. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. That means the grace that you abound in is functionable in all diligence. In all diligence. Yes, David was anointed. But how will we know that there's anointing on his life? Until he kills the lions and kills Goliath and rules the kingdom well. Some of us have received a lot of anointing oil on our heads. Anointing for this, anointing for that, anointing for this. Today, cry if you get you, come to me and say, Pastor, anoint me. I will anoint you. But it's not the anointing oil. It's about applying diligence. David was anointed like only 3 times. Only 3 times. How many times have you been anointed? The missing link is diligence. Because when diligence is taken out of a grace life, the person carrying that grace will be frustrated. You will look like you are graced, but there's nothing about grace on your life. The expressions of grace is in the womb of diligence. The expressions of grace is in the womb of diligence. The more you become diligent, the more people say, hey, this man is grace. And listen to me, child of God, listen to me. Any man you see and say, hey, this man is graced. No, say this man is diligent. Yeah. Hey, this man is anointed. No. Hey, this man is powerful. No. It is rather this man is diligent. This year, I see the spirit of diligence coming upon your life. Without diligence, grace will be disengaged. Yeah. The grace on your life will freeze because the grace has located a lazy man. Because the grace has located a careless man. Now, can you imagine grace working effectively in a careless person? No, tell me. How many damages that will happen? A careless person. Then grace is working. Ah. Grace does not work in a life that is devoid of diligence. To see grace work in your life, you must be diligent in many ways. Don't just be diligent in prayer and diligent in fasting. Fasting is good. I almost fast every day. And for a long time now, I'm still on it. Fasting is good. But I've discovered that fasting just generates energy, flow, taste, appetite for God. And when you are not lazy and you follow that leading diligently, then you begin to experience the benefits of fasting. A lot of charismatics are not diligent. Even sometimes you are poor not because of the spirit of poverty. It's just because we are not diligent with our finances. You don't pay your tithe. You don't pay your first fruit. You don't give offering. You don't give to the poor. You don't give to the needy. You don't plan your life for every quarter. You don't plan your year. When have you planned that? Which year have you planned that you become a millionaire? There are a lot of you here. Maybe none of you has planned a particular year that by this year, I must be a millionaire because of the kingdom. No plans. No plans that by this year, by the end of the year, I should have so and so in investment. I'm not touching. That by this time of the year, maybe 2030, 2027, I will never beg for money again. Whatever it is, we are not diligent to plan our lives and pursue. Our attitude towards life does not encourage prosperity to flow in our lives. Diligence. We spend anyhow. We buy what we want to buy at any time. We spend in the wrong directions, not investing into people. I have one vow in my life. If at the end of my days, I don't have any material blessing, I should have many lives, 100 lives, that has my name on their destiny. Your money, your strength, your life must be poured into people. And it can only be done if you become a diligent person. I'm showing you how to be great. I thought you would clap for me first service. God wants to see us put so much effort. Effort. Make serious effort. You can't build your own house without effort. You can't buy a land without effort. You must make an effort. You can't go back to school without effort. In your normal routine, you have to add more and not touching the normal routine. That is why you have life. That is why we have strength. That is why we have health, is to pour ourselves into destiny. One day we will not have this strength. And one day every cell in our body will be weak. No matter what you desire to do, you cannot do. Because a day is coming, the strength of the young man will be taken away from him. God wants us to do so well. Put in great care, great attention. What are you doing in the church? I bring it to church because I'm the pastor of the church. What are you doing for your family? What great effort are you putting in your marriage? As a single person, what great effort are you putting in your life to grow personally? All you are thinking about is marriage. As a single person, and every opportunity that should develop you, you are not looking at it. You are following sex, 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 sex. Take money, take money, take money. You are not putting any diligence to build up your life. Diligence is needed for greatness. Are you here with me? Diligence is needed for greatness. Put in great care. Put in great attention. Put in great persistence. And be determined to achieve something at the end of a season. What is your target for the first quarter in your life? What is your target for the middle quarter in your life? What is your target? Or you are just moving. Plenty money is coming. Plenty money is coming. Plenty money is coming. God will work it out. How? Or the Adidas. Who didn't know that? Adidas. You just work. Oh, God will work it out. Let's go. God. No, 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 no. God is working it out through you and I. And he wants vessels who will stand at the altar and stand in the place of destiny and know that there is something at stake. Your next level will just arrive. If you will put in all diligence in what you do. I wrap up for the first service. Success in life is not an accident. Success in life is never an accident. You don't wake up one day and become successful. There is a story behind every glory. In this generation, I am suspicious of young people who have so much money. No matter how you say it, I'm suspicious of that. I'm suspicious. I want to know what you did. I want to know. But if you build your life diligently, there will not be any rush to impress anyone. Because diligence itself will carry you to your next level. Yeah. Diligence itself. Sometimes, if younger people bring some huge offerings, I just ask them, what do you do? And they don't know that I'm inquiring what they do. Because I'm wondering where you got that money. I need to know. If I'm not sure, I'll advise you. And I'll push you. You can get angry, but I'll find out. Where are you? How do you bring Francis? You just brought me $5 million. And I ask you. So I should be happy. I should be shouting. Then you go. Then the next time you come again with 700,000 euros. From where? So you see, diligence is not just making money. Diligence is portraying the nature and the character of God in the midst of men. Yes. How did you get that car? 23 years. You are riding a Lincoln Navigator 2024. We have to find out. It's possible. Okay? It's possible, but we have to find out how you got it. And most of the things you see on Facebook, it's all fake life. On social media, it's all fake life. Build your life on diligence. Don't compare yourself with anything you saw on Facebook. Even church, they even have a way they take the picture. They'll take the picture and you think the whole church was full, but only two lanes were in there. So if you're a pastor, you go and look at it, hey, my church is not growing. No, they skillfully took it, they skillfully edited it, and sometimes they go and take crossover pictures and put it in the picture. But focus on building your life. All that you need, I'll continue in the second sentence. All that you need to make it in life is right there in your spirit, is right there in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. I want you to close your eyes and pray that, Lord, help me. Help me. God must help you to be diligent. Pray. God, help me. Zagadabahayas. Help me. Even diligent. How to build friendship with people. How to stay around people. How to keep people around you. Kadadabashatakayas. Labrando Shegadabahayas. Maroshe Valagadabahayas. Melegese de Levegadabahayas. Aleve Legosavalaba. Maroshe de Lebehayas. Leva Baba Shadalababayas. Leva Katona Makatalaba. Pray the Lord help me. Lebranda Labashandalababayas. Valere Setele Resuta Balakeas. We give you praise, Lord. I want you to pray and come against the spirit of laziness, the spirit of carelessness. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pray again the spirit of carelessness, the spirit of I don't care. Lift your voice and pray. May you not deny yourself your next level. In the Alaba, you will not be denied. You will not be denied. We bind the spirit of laziness. We bind the spirit of laziness out of this house, out of our lives, out in the name of Jesus. Kada la babaya, rederebo shigrata baha, iyamba la da baba. Laziness in prayer, we bind you. Laziness in worship, we bind you. Laziness in hard work, we bind you. Laziness in paying attention to details, we bind you. Laziness in handling relationships and friendships, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Laziness in running businesses and growing our careers, labrando shadabahaya. Laziness in winning souls, laziness in growing spiritually, laziness in running away from addicts, addictions, in the name of Jesus. Anything that is an addiction, we will not stop today and go back tomorrow. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.